You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We have a good-sized storm moving in this weekend with significant mountain snow and valley rain.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our weather team coverage.
We're going to see this storm move in on Sunday morning, then lingering into Monday and Tuesday. KSL meteorologist Evan Mashuli says by Monday morning, Salt Lake could surpass an inch of rain, but the mountains could see up to a foot of snow. The Cottonwoods have the chance to push 2 feet, and believe it or not,
the benches come Monday morning, they could even see trace to about an inch of snow.
Yeah, it's May 3rd, by the way. By the time this storm sets in, we might not clock 60 degrees again until Thursday. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Mother Nature giving us one nice day in the upper 70s tomorrow, and perfect for people that are going to get out and celebrate May the 4th.
Several outdoor events are planned to celebrate May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day, which is expected to be the warmest day of the week. Some of the activities to celebrate include a May the 4th Be With You party at the Clark Planetarium and a movie marathon in Huntsville. Other events planned for the day that don't revolve around Star Wars but still benefit from the warm weather include a monster jam in Salt Lake, a kite festival in North Salt Lake, and several Cinco de Mayo festivals in Draper, Clearfield, and Ogden. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top stories, the national stories this hour, more evacuations in eastern Texas because of heavy rain. ABC's Andrea Fujii is there.
In 25 years that I've lived here, I have never seen it flood like this.
Texas Governor Abbott expanded the state's emergency declaration last night as mandatory evacuation orders were ordered outside Houston. Forecasters say 24 inches of rain fell in some areas in just 48 hours. People living along the San Jacinto River in the Houston area were asked to evacuate last night. Officials said the river was rising to levels that could strand them for days.
One man said the floodwater in his house is about the same level as the water that flooded his home during Harvey in 2017.
A court case today could decide if Phil Lyman will need to pick a new person as his running mate as he takes on Governor Cox in the upcoming primary.
An independent advisor for the state found Phil Lyman's would-be Lieutenant Governor Lane Bangeter ineligible to run for violating state residency requirements. He moved to Utah from Idaho back in 2021, not meeting the five-year requirement. The pair are arguing he should still be able to run since he was a Utah resident for more than 30 years of his life and is now a registered voter and resident of Utah. The ruling must come today or Monday at the very latest so the ballots can be printed and sent out by May 10th. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Democratic congressional candidate Brian Adams has dropped out of the 2nd congressional district race after facing criticism on some of his views from his own party. The Utah Democratic Party says they will pick a new nominee.
About half of the people in the U.S. say if they had to rebuy their homes under the current market conditions, they wouldn't be able to afford it. JLD developer broker Jaron Davis says the difficulty people face in buying homes could lead to other negative impacts in society.
And it's the foundation of our society. People that own their own homes are actually better citizens.
A Yahoo Finance report says that millennials are struggling to buy homes to raise their families while baby boomers are stuck in larger homes because it doesn't make financial sense to sell it.
Yeah, we hear that, don't we, Tim?
Yeah.
Right now, first look traffic. And we go back over to you, Andy.
Well, we had a great morning going, and now we've got a crash downtown on I-15 at 13th South, backing you to 33rd South. We've got a crash in Ogden on Washington Boulevard at 700 South. I'm looking at a crash on 700 North in Salt Lake City near the 215 West Belt, and one on Mountain View Corridor southbound at 7800 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A doctor working at the state prison is concerned that there may not be enough room for aging or disabled prisoners.
Care capacity weighs a lot on Mark Wissner's mind because he's a director at the Division of Correctional Health Services. And as Utah's population grows, Wissner says so too will the number of inmates who are aging into disability. Additionally, he adds there aren't enough transitional resources once these older inmates get released.
It would prove ultimately successful, I believe, if we could fill that gap and move some of these folks into a situation where they have the services they need and they can live their lives out.
For now, Wissner says we can help by learning more about the issue. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
China this morning launched a lunar probe that will try to land on the far side of the moon. Their mission is to collect and return samples that could provide insights into the region that has had little exploration.
College students are paying more and more for their degrees, but not all postgraduate pay is equal. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston reports.
Being a petroleum engineer could get you almost $40 an hour right after you grab your bachelor's degree. That's based on state data from the Department of Workforce Services, which ranks Utah jobs based on wages, job openings, and worker reviews. The list puts STEM fields at the top of the pile in terms of both wages for low-experienced workers and the median person in that job. Meanwhile, technician jobs in fields like education, radio, and food technology round out the bottom of the list. Computer science will take the cake for job openings, though, with thousands more spots available than other industries. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Listen to this, Tim. A Provo man is trying to track down a family after he bought a camcorder from a thrift store, and it came with a tape filled with family videos of a wedding. The videos appear to have been filmed around 2005 in either Pleasant Grove or Linden. The bride and groom in the video are named Sabrina and Patrick.
Well, that should narrow it down.
Do any of you know this couple, Sabrina and Patrick? This guy has your camcorder.
That's funny. We've heard situations like this where people will actually post video or post a picture of a ring they found on social media, and they meet up.
Yes, right.
Let's hope that's the case here.